Battleground state of North Carolina has not elected a Democrat to the U.S. Senate for more than a decade. The historic nomination of the state's former Chief Justice has boosted the party's hopes of turning the seat blue, but a popular House Republican with former President Trump's endorsement stands in the way. It marks one of the closest Senate races in the country. NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales has more.
Told you we couldn't make it home.
At a late 1800s farmhouse in the heartland of North Carolina, national Republicans are making an urgent pitch to voters gathered for an evening barbecue.
We win by voting.
Are you ready to take back your country?
Are you ready to fire Chuck Schumer?
That's the heads of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, the American Conservative Union and CPAC, and Republican National Committee. Florida Senator Rick Scott joined Matt Schlapp and Ronna McDaniel on the state's first day of early voting for one reason, to get House Republican Ted Budd elected into the U.S. Senate.
Playing football in Davie County, when I ran a couple of good blocks, nobody ever cheered that hard, y'all.
That's Budd, who grew up not far from the barbecue here in Mocksville, North Carolina, and he says Republican voters are energized.
People are furious right now about three main things. Depending on how you divide it, it's inflation, it's crime, and it's education.
Voter Robin Bunting agrees. She's trying to cut costs because of rising grocery and gasoline prices.
I feel like I'm very fortunate, but we still make choices, you know, and cut back. It's bad, and we need to change.
Democrats are hoping for a different kind of change to take a seat held for more than a decade by the GOP and most recently by retiring Republican Senator Richard Burr and turn it blue. Democrat Sherry Beasley, the former Chief Justice of North Carolina Supreme Court, who's now running for Senate, is angling for an upset.
People really are excited about this race. They understand the sense of urgency around it.
Some polls have given Democrats hope, with Beasley within the margin of error. Plus, she's the first African-American woman nominated for the role, and it's energized a key demographic, black voters. Beasley is meeting voters at churches around the state and has been boosted by a, quote, souls to the polls effort to get churchgoers to the ballot box. Here's Beasley meeting with religious leaders in Charlotte.
There's a lot of power in the church. I grew up in the church. My husband grew up in the church. Our sons grew up in the church. And y'all know it is not just our religious center. It is our social center, and it is our political center.
And Beasley has with her a powerful surrogate in House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn.
This election is the most consequential election of any of our lifetimes.
The South Carolina Democrat argues Republicans are fighting to whitewash education by erasing black history from schools and curtail voting and reproductive rights.
You've got to get real. You cannot sit idly by.
But even after abortion energized Democratic voters this past summer, Beasley knows inflation is a top priority.
People want to know that I'm going to get to the Senate, that I'm going to address rising costs. People are feeling everything from pain at the pump to the cost of prescription drugs and everything in between.
Turnout will be critical in a midterm race that typically draws fewer voters than in presidential election years. Politics professor Michael Bitzer, Catawba College in Salisbury, North Carolina, says both sides are making political calculations. He notes Beasley has not appeared with President Biden, who's facing low approval ratings, while the Budd campaign often does not mention former President Trump during appearances, even though Trump endorsed Budd early on.
That's a key dynamic that Republicans don't need in these last few weeks of the election, is to have Donald Trump on the ballot. They want Joe Biden on the ballot.
But Bitzer says even in a race that leans Republican, black voters could be key to a Beasley upset.
They need that coalition to come out and perform almost at historic levels for a midterm in order to be competitive.
Back at a GOP event, Ronna McDaniel, the RNC chair, says while North Carolina showed strong numbers for Republicans in 2020, this year will be a critical test with many of its statewide races.
I think that North Carolina is a purple state, but I do think we've seen some really good trends for the Republican Party, so this is a state that can be instrumental in a lot of different ways.
The Senate race has made North Carolina a major player for each party's future ambitions as voters help dictate the next steps in their political agendas. Claudia Grisanes, NPR News, North Carolina.